Thank you, Kathleen, and I'm very happy to be here. I'll read my disclosure. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. I have no relationships to disclose, but I'm happy to be here to talk about assessment of the student awareness of fire education program and to give you the results of the child fire and life safety education in Massachusetts. The SAFE program is developed by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services in collaboration with the Massachusetts Public Fire and Life Education Task Force. Just a few minutes on the context of this program. Fire and burn injuries are a major cause of unintentional injury death among children. In 2009, the CDC reported them as the third leading cause of unintentional injury death. In 2008, which is the last year we have all injury data pulled together in Massachusetts, they were the fourth leading cause of unintentional death. And I just want to point out, in Massachusetts, injuries from flame are not the most common injuries. Scald burns and other kinds of burn injuries are more common than flame. So fire and life safety education is widely supported as an approach to injury prevention. The National Fire Prevention Association cites fire and life safety education, which we'll call FLSE, as a catalyst for reducing unsafe behavior and environments. And Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that nearly 90% of fire departments nationwide conduct FLSE as a key prevention strategy. Nevertheless, we lack systematic assessments of effectiveness of fire and life safety education. Of the fire departments responding to the Johns Hopkins survey, only half assessed their FLSE, and of that half, only one in four use formal assessments. The remainders use methods such as participant feedback, counting the number of activities conducted, and very few use actual formal assessments. So the SAFE program is a statewide program begun in 1995 in Massachusetts. It consists of state-level grants to communities to plan and maintain fire and life safety education. Last year, the grants totaled over $1 million. And although this is a state-supported program, it's very committed to local organization and design. They require partnerships between fire departments and schools and communities. There has to be a formal agreement with the schools in order for a grant to be made. And there's no required curriculum. Communities can design their own using guides provided. So because there are variations in communities, some communities have older housing stock. People may use space heaters, whereas in other communities it may be different. So the Department of Fire Services provides training and technical assistance. We have a Massachusetts Fire and Safety Education Curriculum Planning Guidebook. This lists key fire and life safety behaviors to be taught at all grade levels, and I'll discuss what some of those are when I get to the assessment. The guidebook also includes teaching approaches for different ages, and it's linked to the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Comprehensive Health Frameworks. So we really try to integrate the fire and life safety education with the school curriculum. Those who get grants are required to attend 5 days of firefighter educator training. Massachusetts also offers a certification program for fire and life safety educators and provides frequent in-service workshops and training. So DFS requires an evaluation and annual reports as part of the grant provisions. But the form is determined locally. People, you know, use the common ones, participant feedback count of activities. In state fiscal year 2010, 201 communities received SAFE grants. More than 60% of these efforts are focused on pre-K to fourth grade. There are also a number focused on elderly and community programs. So how do we know it's working? Well, we have tracked a reduction in child fire deaths, and we have what's called a Young Heroes program. Prior to 1995, Massachusetts experienced 18.5 child deaths per year on average, and that's taking any cluster or any cohort. It's pretty consistently 18.5 deaths. From 1996 to 2011, the average dropped to 5.5 per year, a drop of 70%. This chart shows the gradual decline. In 1995, 12 children died in fires. In both 2010 and 2011, one child died in fires. And in 2011, no child died in a building fire. The one child death was in an automobile fire. We also have a Young Heroes program. So children who use what they've learned are awarded each year a Young Heroes Award. And since the beginning of the SAFE program, nearly 300 children have received these awards for using what they've learned. As an example, a 7-year-old girl saved her grandmother by showing her grandmother how to stop, drop, and roll when the grandmother's clothing caught on fire. An 8-year-old made the family complete an escape plan and practice it, and then the family escaped a few weeks later using that plan. And those are really critical concepts taught in the Fire and Life in the SAFE program. So this data, the child fatalities, and the Young Hero program provide us with a lot of support to believe that the SAFE program is working. But DFS really thought we needed something more formal and more consistently measuring what children were learning. So in 2009, they made a commitment to develop a more formal method of documenting effectiveness. So DFS and the task force together undertook to design an evaluation system. They decided to use standard test formats. The goal was to establish a program of assessment that could be used in an ongoing way and that would be fairly familiar to the students in the classroom. We targeted grades 3, which is ages 8 to 10, 6, ages about 10 to 12, and in grade 10, ages 14 to 16. These grades each marked a sort of a point of reinforcement of learning prior to that grade and also a point of transition. For example, up to grade 3, we're pretty consistently teaching stop, drop, and roll, escape plans, match and lighter safety. At grade 6, we continue to teach those, but now we add things like kitchen safety, and personal responsibility for safety. Then getting into high school, we add things like motor vehicle safety, alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, sports and recreational safety. So there are transition points at each of those. And we also targeted the third grade because that's when the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System starts. So we needed children who were used to taking tests, basically. So that was a good point to start. And 60% of the SAFE FLSE is pre-K to fourth grade. So the assessment system development process was the same for each grade level. First, we defined the concepts to be tested, used the guidebook, but also looked at literature, incident reports, both in Massachusetts and nationally, and existing curricula. NFPA has a number of curricula. There are other curriculas in use. Then we drafted questions based on those concepts and obtained expert review of educators at different levels and the fire and life safety educators and injury experts. Then we pilot tested in classrooms, developed a companion user-friendly database, provided training and technical assistance. So we'll use the third grade as a more detailed example of how this process worked. So we had 10 concepts that we wanted to test in the third grade. So we wanted to know that children understood the dangers of tobacco and smoking material, that they understood good match and lighter safety practices, that they understood what smoke alarms were for and how they worked, they understood the importance of escape plans, and that would include two ways out of every room, knowing when the smoke alarm goes off, stop what you're doing and get out. We wanted them to understand crawl low under smoke, stop, drop, cover, and roll, that firefighters are helpers who save lives, how to report fire and other emergencies, what are hot things, and first aid for burns, and exit signs, and knowing two ways out. So it was a lot to try to cover in a test, and I'll give you some examples of how we've done that. So our overall test design was we wanted to assess children's ability to apply knowledge, not simply to answer a fill-in-the-blank question. So we combined concepts and we used illustrations and stories about three children, Robert, Marcus, and Claudia, and their siblings and friends. Each question was multiple choice, because that is what is used at that grade level, and that's what the MCAS uses. I'll give you an example. Here's an example. So Robert is sleeping when the smoke alarm goes off. The illustration shows Robert in his bed and smoke coming in over the bedroom door. The first question is, what does it mean when the smoke alarm goes off? A, the battery should be changed. B, you should call 911. C, stop what you're doing and follow the escape plan. Or D, the smoke alarm is broken. Obviously, the correct answer is C. Then the next question, still about this situation, is what should Robert do? A, hide in his closet. B, crawl low under the smoke to get away from the smoke. C, run to get his sister. And D, go tell his mother. Now, A, C, and D are all things that children do in these circumstances. But B is the correct answer. And the last question related to this story is, which of these pictures shows the correct way to crawl low under smoke? A, Robert is walking with his head in the smoke. B, he's crawling on the floor in the area where there would be toxic gases. C is the correct posture. His head is about 1 to 2 feet above the floor. And D, he's crawling, rolling wildly as though in a sort of a stop, drop, and roll done incorrectly. So obviously C is the correct one. So that's our approach. We use stories and ask children questions about the stories. So having designed questions with stories and illustrations, we then asked a panel of experts to review. The panel included elementary grade educators, a literacy expert, and firefighter educators who work in the classroom. We asked them to rate each question on two dimensions. One is the relevance of the story, illustrations, and questions to the concepts tested, and two is the degree to which the story, illustration, and questions could be understood by third grade students. And we made a number of revisions based on that review. We and also asked for recommended changes in language or in illustrations. We then pilot tested the test in four phases. Each phase we tested in two third grade classrooms of 20 to 25 students. We had the students complete the test. We timed from start to completion for all students so we could get an average of how long the test took. Then we had time to discuss the test with students. We had some targeted questions we wanted to ask them, but we also wanted them to tell us what they thought, and they made a substantial contribution to making the test more comprehensible to the students. And we made revisions after each phase of pilot testing. So the result was we had for the third grade a test booklet with 30 multiple choice questions that most students could complete in 15 minutes or less. We developed a companion database, which is a simple Excel file with three worksheets. The firefighter educator has to enter the letter that the student circles in the test, and that's the only data entry task that the educator has to complete. Embedded formulas in the database automatically calculate the number of correct answers and the percentage of correct answers. So I'll show you some example. This is just a screenshot of a portion of the database. The bottom rows are where the educator would answer A, B, C, or D. And once those are entered, the yellow rows calculate the percent of correct answers and the number of correct answers. And there's other information there, too. It's what is the question, what's the correct answer. The second worksheet automatically aggregates the percentage by concept so that the firefighter educator can look and see, so what's the overall understanding of smoke alarms and the various components related to smoke alarms, or the overall understanding of escape plans. This way, the database provides immediate feedback to firefighter educators. They don't have to wait for the data to be aggregated and sent back to them 2 years later. They have it right there, right now. In 2012, we added a third worksheet as a result of recommendations from firefighters, and that is to track the incorrect answers. For example, they're finding a large number of incorrect answers in stop, drop, and roll. And when we added that other data, that other worksheet, we found that children were choosing the image that didn't have the face covered. So that affects how the firefighters will teach. So the companion user guide describes how the test was developed, how to administer it in the classroom, how to enter the scores in the database, and how to report results. To the 3 minutes. Okay. So, and we implemented, we gave a training and implemented in 2010. And the results were in 2011, 54 of 139 communities who submitted reports used this guide, administering over 3,000 tests. We were able to track results statewide. I'm moving a little faster because my time is running out, so I'm not going to read all of these data, but you can see that 90% of students understood when to crawl low under smoke and how to crawl low under smoke. But we also could target areas that needed improvement, and we found that smoke alarms was generally an area that children needed to learn more about and to understand better. About 3/4 of children understood how it works. Fewer understand the difference between the chirping and the smoke alarm going off. The need to replace batteries twice a year. That's the standard that Massachusetts teaches. I know other states use different standards. So we also could target technical assistance. We found that some communities scored much lower than others. So for instance, in stop, drop, cover, and roll, we had one community scoring 62%, whereas the statewide average was 92% getting it correct. The correct stop, drop, and roll, we found one community at 20% versus the statewide average of 72%. Firefighter educators use this now to assess and improve their teaching, and one firefighter educator aimed to improve results related to escape plans. And she was able to achieve almost a 20% improvement from 2010 to 2011 by changing how she was teaching about escape plans. So, 1 minute. Okay, so we've done the sixth grade system. I'm going to go through to the results. This is just an example of the sixth grade system. What we do for the sixth graders is we give them this, like a picture where there are many dangers in the kitchen. We ask them to circle three things that are not safe and then tell us how to make it safe. So we really are asking more of sixth graders. A high school test is currently in pilot testing. So I'd like to give you a quote from one firefighter who said, when DFS first rolled out the third grade evaluation tool, I thought you guys were crazy. Once I used it and saw the results, I was stunned, and I am changing my lesson plans as we speak. Critical to this, program is state agency support based on local partnerships and a user-friendly assessment system developed with participation of firefighter educators and other experts. And all of the components of the system are available on the web, and the website's in your handouts, and also the contact information for people, for me and for DFS. Okay.